This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT. Bulletproof Coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 591.
591!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back with MMA Show by MMA Fans for MMA Fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. He's just straight up drinking moonshine over there now.
Moonshine it is. Moonshine from the tap. Beautiful Geneva moonshine.
That's what it's all about.
Natural. Hey, the Bears didn't lose this weekend.
I know, right? I was so disappointed. I don't know what time. I like to start a little later and sit down and watch the game because I can just kind of fucking fast forward through like some of the bullshit. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I forgot who it was. Maybe the Lions and the Vikings. And I watched the Lions beat the Vikings.
It's crazy. Something's happening with Detroit.
Fuck you guys. They're like on point right now. Mm-hmm. So that was fun to see. And then I forgot who the second game is that I watched, but another good one. And then the Sunday night game was the 49ers versus Tampa Bay. And the 49ers had their starting quarterback and their second string quarterback both get hurt. So they had to start their third string quarterback. And I watched their third stringer just fucking completely blow out Tom Brady in the Bucks. Like, I don't even remember what the score was, 30 something to nothing. And I think maybe the Bucks scored like one touchdown at the end of the game. But it got so bad that Fox decided somewhere in the third quarter, let's switch to a different game. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I am enjoying, like, I have nothing against Tom Brady, but I love to see a good underdog story. And you're going to fucking go to a different game. Like, you motherfucker. So I had to like download the Fox Sports app to the Xbox just so I could finish watching Tom Brady and the Bucks get fucking railroaded. Because it was a great story. Here's this third fucking string quarterback who's now starting and he's getting his first big shot. He's killing Tom Brady, his parents, and he's got a bunch of fans in the stands. And then you're going to take that moment away from him by going to some fucking other game that is meaningless.
Yeah.
Cocksuckers. A lot of people were not happy.
Nope.
Because a lot of people didn't know you could download the app and watch it too.
Oh, okay. I would have never guessed. How'd you figure that part out?
Just because I've done it for multiple things. I mean, like, ESPN is great for hockey because you pretty much watch any fucking hockey game you want. I figured, oh, well, if it's on Fox, they probably have an app. Okay. And then they give you like an hour of free viewing time, or you could just probably put in whatever your login is for Comcast or whoever you're using that would have Fox as a channel. So I didn't even have to log in. I'm like, I'm barely watching it. I just need part of the third quarter and, you know, part of the fourth. It was a shit show after that, but let me enjoy my shit show. Don't sell me. Here's the game you're going to watch. And then, it's not competitive. Let's go to this other game. It's not how this shit works, man.
So, it is not. You're really into football this season.
I think that was the first Sunday. Like, I've watched three full games and just sat down and said, I'm not going to do a goddamn thing today except watch football and see how this works out. See how I like this. Like, I enjoyed it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, and I think part of it is you have to have good announcers, too. I think that is part of what sells a broadcast and why I always liked watching the Blackhawks back in the day because they always had a good broadcast team. Now their broadcast team is and there's nothing wrong with but I don't always want on my broadcast. How's that?
I hear you.
So anyway,
I know who you're talking about. It's all good. We don't have to name names.
No.
Let's get into some MMA before they shoot us.
That's true.
Do you want to talk about UFC 282? The exciting.
Do we have to?
Fest. Well,
so exciting.
I will just give you the situation. So yes. Here we go. We just got the main card here. Blachowicz versus Ankalaev, blah, blah.
Well, they didn't even write it right because it's not a decision split. It's a split draw. So I guess split. They have it right, but they wrote it weird because they probably don't have that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I got... This was very boring, this fight. This is like...
Okay, get off of the screen so we can be full screen for us.
Sorry. Very, very boring fight. So I don't know. I thought
yeah, I guess let's start with how did you score it?
I had the first couple rounds for Blachowicz.
Yeah.
And then third round probably also, maybe fourth round for he had the takedown in the fourth, right? Ankalaev. How do you say it's Ankalaev? Ankalaev.
Yeah. Ankalaev.
I don't know. I thought it was like really close. But not a draw close. I think they just kind of went like, I don't know how to score this, so we're just going to go draw. Like it's
yeah, like, well, it's like one guy just said, fuck it, draw. And then obviously one is for Jan and one is for Kyla or Ankh. That guy. I had it right and then I lost it. Ankalaev. Ankalaev. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was around the same thing. So I think one and two are clear for Jan. Round three, I had it for Jan because I was like, oh, those leg kicks and the damage he did with the leg nasty. Kicks. But I don't feel like those always get scored as much as they should because it's even to the point where when a guy is switching stances, that's some fucking damage is being done. And he was getting that to happen. And then round four and five are clear for fucking Ankalaev. So but I'm watching this fight fucking bored out of my mind going, I wonder how John Jones would fare against either of these guys. Because I'm just like, where I need to be somewhere else and it's not in this fight. Like Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know.
You're like dissociating because it was traumatizing.
Yeah, it was so bad.
It was pretty bad. I don't know. It looked like a sparring match of sorts at times, and it just didn't have a whole lot of action. So
no, it just I didn't feel like either fighter's heart was into this fight. It just felt like we're just kind of going through the motions, and no one won. Like neither guy nor the fans. Dana White wasn't happy. Then after the fight, I don't understand this fucking matchup where they just decide press conference time. We're gonna do Glover Teixeira versus Jamal Hill for the vacant title at UFC 283. And fucking Hill is ranked number 7. So how do we just, and Hill was supposed to fight Anthony Smith, who's ranked number 6. So how do we just do that right on the fucking spot? I just don't understand that matchmaking and the timing because they just said, oh, that's going to happen next month at UFC 283 in fucking Brazil. And just get everyone to agree. Obviously, Hill's going to take a title shot because he was already training for a fight. And I think Glover is just kind of like, fuck yeah, it's in Brazil. I'll take it. But then you kind of fuck Anthony Smith because he has no one to go with because everyone else either fought or it's injured. And I kind of feel like the UFC kind of deserved this shit sandwich they got served because, again, like, why do you strip Uri of the title? Well, because they're on the broadcast, it was almost making it seem like he decided to give up the title because he wasn't sure when he came back. But they've let guys go for so long being injured without taking it.
Apparently, the injury was really bad. Worst injury in the history.
Well, like who sat on a title for like 2 years? Was it Dominic Cruz? I mean, there's been guys in the past
more than that, two and a half years.
Almost. And then we were like, well, we give them a year and then we do an interim was what I think we kind of all agreed on. And now there's like, fuck it, strip it, title, go next two guys. Well, we could just run this one back. You could just do an interim belt, or not that I want to see this fight again. But it's like, it's weird because light heavyweight is kind of turned into a shit division now that John's gone.
Yeah, well, I like this. I actually like this fight. I think Hill, pretty exciting. Both tough dudes, can knock out, you know. He's had a few performance and fight of the nights. Hill has, and, you know, Glover, obviously, we know.
I just have a problem with the number seven. Just,
yeah.
I get
the ranking thing. I think they're banking it's going to be exciting. I think it will, but I don't know. We'll reserve our predictions for that. But
sure,
I'm saying I like it. So I don't know. So, but I see your point about the number seven.
Yeah, that's just how I can go. Fucking number seven. I can't agree.
Yes.
But I mean, I get it, because you don't have many other options. So, like, pretty much everyone else is just fought or is injured, or your name is Anthony right. Smith. And for whatever reason, they don't want him to have a shot again.
It's all good.
And then I guess we talk about the controversy, right? So you have next, the co-main event was Patty Pimblett versus Jared Gordon. And I'll go on this one. So I watch it. I think round one's pretty even to me. Round two is clear Gordon. And then round three, it's mostly just Gordon hugging on the cage for four minutes. He gets a takedown. Pimblett gets his back standing. It was like 30 seconds left. So I'm like, man, that's a kind of a hard round to score because there's no fucking action. But if I got to score it, then I'm giving it to Gordon. So I see it's probably 2-1 Gordon, but in my book, it's not a robbery. So I don't know. How do you have that scored? What are your thoughts?
I struggle with the robbery part because when like you're saying, you don't have a lot of action, although, you know, holding somebody and keeping them from doing something is something.
It's 4 minutes and 30 seconds of control.
Yeah, so it's like, does that count? Do you win a round? I think it has to count.
That's part of the scoring criteria.
Octagon control, right?
Yes.
So 100%. I think he achieved that, and I do think he won 2 out of 3 rounds as well. I don't know, but it was boring. So I'm
Yeah. And again, am I upset at that? I don't give a fuck at the score because it wasn't so clear for Gordon, like, oh my God, he got fucking robbed. There's so many other fights that I could remember going, what the fuck was that? And the oldest one I can remember, which people can't remember, is Matt Hamill versus Michael Bisping. Clearly got the UK decision on that one, but it's not a robbery, but the right guy didn't win, but I'm not super upset because there's two super close rounds in there.
Yes.
And then Big John McCarthy had commented on it, and it was weird because he said my son was one of the judges of that fight. Yeah, and he said he asked me and I said, you got that wrong. I thought Jared Gordon won the fight 29-28. He said, this can happen when you're a judge sitting there. You're getting the crowd responding every time Patty does something. There's times where you're not seeing that angle, but you're hearing the reaction of the crowd, and it's an influencer. And I think they got influenced by the crowd, by what the crowd was into. So basically, the crowd is dictating what the judges are doing. And that's interesting because he's got more of a feel for that from being in there and his son being a judge and him even giving like referee courses. So I take his opinion on that pretty highly. It seems to make sense, right? Like, I always thought it might be just that guy's got red tape on. They always go to red tape.
That makes a lot of
confused.
Sense.
So yeah,
because you get swayed. It's like watching a cool, you know, like a movie or something. You're just like, yeah, and then you just
right.
It's like, I think that guy won. You get biased big time.
True.
You
know?
So the only way to solve that is airtight, soundproof acrylic cage around the thing, airtight. So,
yeah, that's a good point. Like, I always thought you should just be in a back room. You should just be by yourself, fucking locked in on the monitor. Or if you're airtight, right at the cage side. But have you, like, blindered out so you're not getting the backside of the crowd or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because there's definitely influence for sure. I'll agree with that statement too. So just weird. And then the other weird shit, I don't know if you saw too, like, I don't know why Patty Pimblett and Ariel Helwani are like beefing. And like,
no, I didn't see this.
Oh, they're my beefing? God. It's like, he's such a baby.
Which one?
Ariel.
Okay.
Of course. Because I guess Patty was supposed to have like some interview with some other organization and they were going to pay him for the interview, right?
Yeah.
And then whatever time that interview was, like, Ariel wanted him on the MMA hour at the same time. So Patty's like, well, can you pay me for being there then? Because I'm giving up this other paid spot. And maybe he didn't articulate it as clearly. And then maybe his manager got involved. I don't give a fuck. But then basically, like, Ariel's being like a whiny little bitch, crying like, oh, my God, this is unheard of. I don't pay for anybody to come on and blah, blah, blah. Joe Rogan doesn't pay for anybody to come on and doesn't pay. Like, yes, he does. He pays for airfare and sometimes he pays for hotels and blah, blah, blah. I get it that you don't do that, but you don't need to be like a little girl and cry about it either.
Right.
So like there's all this fucking drama. I'm like, I guess that's his gig now. Like, we're just going to be a drama queen, but semi annoying. And I think even Patty, when he was doing his interview, was trying to talk to Joe, like, do I have to pay you for this interview? Or I don't know, whatever the joke he was making didn't land and the crowd was kind of against him and taking Ariel's side in this. And I just want less drama. Like, I'm here for the fights, not for the bullshit. Not
for the drama, yeah. Now it all makes sense. Cause I was like, what is happening? Why is this, what are they doing with the weird, you know, pay for the, I didn't know. I didn't get it until you explained it. So
yeah. Cause not a lot of people knew about it. I don't know if I unfollowed Ariel on Twitter, but like, that's how bad, like, I'm getting, because all the MMA media is like sucking Ariel's dick. Like, oh my God, he's so right. No one should pay for anything. And but like, Jesus Christ, you guys, both people have a point, but just do that shit in private. Like, you don't need to air it out. Cause I don't know. People were saying it was like 15 or 30 minutes of Ariel's show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just shut the fuck up, and unless that's your gig now, I don't know, I don't watch it, I don't care. But when it like is bombarding our Twitter timeline, then it becomes my problem. I don't want to see it.
Yes.
I just want to see good fights, and I don't feel like we got that this weekend. I think the undercard was way more entertaining. You fuck shit ton of finishes on there.
Yep.
Who else won? Shabayan. I don't know how to fucking say anybody's name anymore. But he got the win. Fucking Darren Till lost again. He lost like his last 5 out of 6.
Did you see this Darren eye poke that Till had during training camp? I'll check this fucking out. It's, look at that. Look at that bad boy.
See hot. That? That's like a vag. He's got a little pastrami for an eyeball.
It's pretty nasty. So that happened during training camp. So luckily he still made it to the fights.
Yeah, that doesn't look healthy. But like, what do you do with a Darren Till now losing 5 out of 6? Do you cut him? You let him keep fighting?
I don't know.
It's tough.
I mean, maybe send him to
bed. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal.
You know what else is normal? We also think no one should have to pay. You know, that's why we got to keep this show happening with our sponsors.
That's right. Woot woot.
Woot woot. Should we talk about a little Manscaped?
Sure.
Yeah. It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about fights. Keep going.
And one horse open sleigh.
Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top of the line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for free shipping and 25% off.
That's right. It's all about caring about your sack, and you get the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0. the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all and has everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for a mistletoe season.
Oh, my God.
Right back at you.
Thank you. You can also get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
That's right. Deck the halls from face to balls. Speaking of which, support for today's episode comes from True Classic. Sports season, baby, and True Classic has the gear you need, whether you're on the field or behind the screen. Athletes have jerseys, and we have True Classic. This is a brand behind the soft, flattering, and t-shirt of the year. True Classic is the one-stop shop for your favorite casual crew necks, polos, and activewear that gives Lulu a run for their money. When you have abs or flabs, finding the right t-shirt can be incredibly frustrating. Most t-shirts are too tight in all the wrong places and way too big and boxy, but not True Classic. True Classic has already helped 2 million men, maybe worldwide, get their fit on at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the absolute best deal they have. It's a touchdown, and for a limited time only, you get 25% off with our exclusive link, trueclassic.com/MMA.
That's right, guys. You are wearing the wrong clothes. Time to level up and achieve greatness, like Matt and I have with our True Classic shit. Highlight That's your right. greatest assets with a t-shirt you can confidently throw on anytime. And pro tip, you can bundle your favorites with the Pack Builder on their website and save even more than the discount we're offering you today. So it's like extra triple discount with our discount.
That's right. You may go blind. You save so much money. And it's about time you get your fit together. You upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. You get 25% off at trueclassic.com/MMA. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. That's 25% off with our link, trueclassic.com/MMA. Strengthen your core wardrobe with True Classic today. Mm-hmm. That's right. And back to the show.
Did you hear Liz Carmouche defeated Juliana Velasquez at Bellator 289? She's still making it happen over there.
Yeah, it was like last week. I thought we talked about it, or do we not mention her?
I don't think we mentioned it.
Yeah. I don't yeah. I think I wrote the article, but we didn't talk about it. So yeah. She's still making shit happen, which is odd, right? So she was like the first female fight in the UFC, if those are keeping track at home, her and Ronda Rousey. And she fucking almost neck cranked her head off back in the day. Hey, I have a picture like that with Scott Coker.
He has that same pose. That
every fucking picture is him like
all the time
pointing at the other person. That's a good pose. It's smart. Yes. It's better than this. Like, don't ever fist me, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. I think fisting bad. Shaka good? All right. Yes. Shaka Zulu? I don't know.
Shaka Khan?
Shaka Khan?
I don't know.
That's right. And then UFC this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Epic fight. The main card, or the main event, not bad. Jared Cannoner, Sean Strickland, and it's a mixed bag of tricks from there. Wow. I didn't know Alex is still fighting. Wow, that's quite the hairdo.
Isn't he the one who didn't want to hurt anybody? He doesn't want to hurt anybody.
I don't know. Bruce Lee, he's there. Yes, Drew Dober, Bobby Green. Ooh, a couple of hotties getting ready to go down.
How do you say that lame? Lismus? Lismus?
Lismus? Probably Lismus. I'd probably ignore the V.
Nice. Then why put it there? What the fuck, guys?
Yeah, it's tricky.
Just erase that fuck.
Yeah, it's tricky to rock around, rock around.
It's tricky.
Yeah,
tricky.
Interesting. One fight, and I heard some rumors that the UFC is going to be putting on a shit ton of pay-per-views in a short amount of time. I think in 2023. I don't know if it was, and I want to say it's between January and February, because there's some rumors that ESPN may not be happy with the performance of the pay-per-views. So now they're going to try to like fucking smash three in like 3 weeks. I forgot who reported that. Someone tweeted that out. like reading through like the financials of probably whoever owns the UFC now and ESPN and kind of put one and one together and figure that out. But so, yeah, there's some crazy shit going to happen in 2023. And I don't know when the rights deal is up. I think they're, I want to say it's probably up in 2023, isn't it? Or close to it.
I thought it was 24, but you might, maybe
maybe they're just talking about or renegotiating 25. Now.
Yeah.
So
trying to up the ante, trying to boost those bottom line numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if there's not enough, I mean, we got to have Jones back. We got to have Connor back.
Yeah. I mean, because I think part of the problem is the UFC has just been coasting on these cards. Like they've been going for quantity and not quality and letting all like the big names go because, oh, they cost too much money and we're trying to cut costs. But okay, well, here's your media partner going, guess what? Your fucking pay-per-views aren't delivering.
Right.
And it could be a sign of the times too, because you're charging $75 a pay-per-view, which is hard to stomach for this last one we just bought. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how many people want to keep shelling out that kind of money? And why the fuck doesn't UFC or ESPN do a goddamn subscription model and just say, okay, whatever it is, $600 for the year, you get all the pay-per-views. Like, cut a discount, and that way you're locked in for the revenue. I don't know. You got to do something, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I like all these ideas, but we'll never see these ideas. These are
prime rules. Should I just throw them out? Thick brown collar girls.
You should totally just go run for UFC president if Dana drops dead.
Oh, I want no part of that action. The pressure, the chaos. Like, I thought Dana White almost died. I thought his triglycerides were like 750.
Oh, that's way up there.
Yeah, he posted like blood test results. I think he was trying to promote some other company with some crazy products, but yeah, he said his triglycerides were like over 750. Like, is that even possible? Like, I thought he was healthy, but apparently not. And his cholesterol was pretty high too.
Lose a bunch of weight recently.
Yeah, so that's why he went on like a different diet, and like those fuck it Fridays probably weren't helping him either with all the bullshit he's eating. So I think he said he films multiple ones of that at a time, so he's not like killing himself and taking smaller bites. And I think he even pawned one off to Patty Pimblett the other day too.
Oh yeah,
where like, of course, anything that fucking guy is gonna eat, he's like, oh my god, this is the best ever, because he goes up to like 250 in between fights.
He does. He likes to eat, that guy. But he looked in shape this past
week. Yeah, weekend, so. I say as long as the guy makes weight, fuck it, let him do what he wants. So
yeah.
What else is happening out there?
I can't remember did we talk about Dustin Poirier's nasty foot last week?
No.
He's next on the list.
So
yeah, he got a, you know, he was hospitalized a few days back last week with a staph infection, apparently.
Yeah, you got some pictures from him?
He got some nasty, yeah, here. Nasty situation, but there he is in the hospital. And he just had surgery successfully. Apparently they fixed it, but if you look at this foot, this is looking...
Yeah, I think I got a grosser one than that, too.
Yeah, let's see.
Hang on. That was like day one.
How do you let it get to that level, like, you know, before you go to the doctor?
I don't know, but they sent him home like that.
Jesus.
And then he ended up having surgery, so they ended up, like, cutting some of that shit out.
Yeah, they draw the line on it to see if it spreads, you know? Yep. So, and...
Yep, I've been there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And then he had surgery, so they cut a bunch of it off. And, like for me, like I just had like a staph infection like that on my stomach. I'm like, oh, we're just going to cut some of it out. And then they ended up cutting a 50-cent piece out that was an inch deep while I'm awake, mind you. They're like, oh, we're just going to cut a little bit out, because they offered like to cut it out or drain it. I'm like, well, it's pretty small. Just fucking cut it out. And then I didn't realize how much they cut out while I was sitting there.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, are you fucking like, and I look down, I see a hole, like a 50 cent piece. It might even been like a dollar.
Yes.
And an inch deep. No bullshit. I'm like, what the? What just happened? I feel like I got raped. Hello? And I didn't consent to cut that much out.
No.
So I guess the moral of the story is, if they're going to cut shit out, you should clarify how much are we actually cutting and how deep are we going? I got fucked on that deal.
Yeah.
But and I never took pictures because it was so disgusting. I'm like, I showed my daughters. I'm like, hey, fucking check this out. This is so disgusting. But yeah, it's no joke, because you gotta do something aggressive when you get the staff, because you don't want to get it in your bloodstream. Like, fuck, it's bad news. Bad news. So hopefully he'll be back soon, because I so love watching him fight. I just don't like him as a person.
Yeah.
And then, did you see they added Hezbollah to UFC 4?
No. In the video game?
Yeah.
Are you still playing that?
I've never played it, but he's in.
Is this real? This is real. Is he really? Oh, man.
Well, it takes two shots to kill him.
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, that happened. I think it's real. I don't know.
Ooh.
The other thing that's real, we'll talk about a little sponsor, a little Blue Chew action. Nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. I get them shipped. Yeah, that's right. I get them shipped to me monthly. They're pretty fucking sweet. Little pill. I take it. And then right up fucking break the network. The whole internet goes down.
It does.
That's right, because it knows something's about to happen. That's when Blue Chew comes in and go.
It does. It's a unique online service that delivers. I don't know how to follow that. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. And the best part, as I've said many times, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy holding this, you know, holding your dick. And you're like, hey,
you don't have to do that. This thing's not working great.
Coming right to your door.
That's right. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time for reform, almost got that right. Chew it and do it. Have better sex. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMA Nuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMA Nuts to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. And last but not least, Sheetz. Mm. Winter is here, and for that, Miracle Brand. For me, that means struggling to find the right temperature when I sleep. I recently found a way to stay at the perfect temperature all night long using silver-infused bed sheets by Miracle Brand that were inspired by NASA. Because, you know, those fuckers know they're smart. They know what they're doing.
It's true.
Self-cleaning. Sheets are infused with natural silver that prevent 99% of the bacterial growth and leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher three times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors.
Yeah, and I'll just say that we were talking last week. I don't change my sheets that often. I think I could probably go 4 months with these sheets.
That's crazy.
Because I think they said, yeah, they're self-cooling. You get better sleep. It's all about. So I'll close this out and say, please, you can go to trymiracle.com/MMA to try it today, or gift it to someone. You know, Christmas is right around the corner. So you might want to have given that pretty soon. So you give it to someone this holiday season. We got a special deal for our listeners. Save 40% off. Be sure to use our promo code MMA at checkout to save even more. You get 3 free towels. So Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 1,000% satisfied, maybe only 100% satisfied, you can get a full refund. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Brand. Go to trymiracle.com/MMA and use the code MMA to claim your free 3-piece towel set. I feel like it's who the fuck was that? Jorge Masvidal giving out a 3-piece. It's the same thing you can get. You get a 3-piece here. You save 40% off. Again, that's miracle.com/MMA. Treat yourself or a friend or a loved one this holiday season. Sleep yourself into a coma for at least 12 hours a day.
That's right.
And we thank Miracle Brand for sponsoring this episode.
We do.
That's what it's all about.
Speaking of sheets, you know who's not wearing Ebony Bridges. Did you see this little weigh-in situation? I'm a big fan of this weigh-in outfit. I mean we'll let this go. It's this whole thing is there's many
she
things.
Is the I think the weigh-in goat for sure, because she knows, like, when she gets up there, she's giving you the goods.
Jesus.
Apparently I don't know if she's promoting her own OnlyFans on her.
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, should I keep going? It goes for a little while longer.
It's fine. And then I have some stills of this too, because okay, I don't know why they posted the potato quality fucking video there. Like, what the fuck? It's like 2020.
It's on purpose to get you to tune in next time so you can see it.
Yeah, I don't know why she's like mocking her fucking fighter that she's fighting, but there's that one, and then we got a couple others here. That's not right. I'm in the wrong spot here. Hang on. I clicked on something that wasn't her. I feel offended by that. But it's all about clarity in all the right places. So, yeah.
Clarity in all the right places.
And, she's promoting her own OnlyFans here. Might have to check it out.
You're a big fan of that OnlyFans.
Well, yes and no. I don't know how to say this properly. Just saying, there's ways to see things. It's usually forums. I'll just say that. I will say, if you go to the underground, they have a forum. And they have something with Paige Van Zandt. I'm just saying, check it out.
Joe Rogan podcast, check it out.
Yeah. Train by day, Joe Rogan podcast all day, all night.
Underground by midnight.
Yeah. Something like that. So that's cool. Let's see. Oh, I saw a pretty interesting entrance to a fight someone did the other day. They had a little holiday spirit doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Comes in dressed as the Grinch.
I like it.
Got the Grinch boxing gloves on too, or something.
It's like he looks like a character in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
That's true. Looks like the same guy that's on my roof right now.
Nice.
I do have another Grinch mask. I should have brought that down. I was debating, should I just put that on for the show? This is like the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah. That'd be crazy.
But I wouldn't be able to breathe very well.
Good idea for next year. On. Try to remember that. Note that.
Note to self. Grinch it out.
Calendar reminder. Wear Grinch outfit for MMA show.
Well, I have two full Grinch outfits and two Grinch maskuses. You heard me. Mm-hmm. Maskuses. Masks. Yeah. That's a tough word. What else is going on?
Over the weekend, some Irish amateur Jake and Guy pulled off this Tarracoplata. Have you seen this before? Uh-oh. The Tarracoplata? Hold on. Let me see if I can share this with video. No sound.
Did something get broken?
Not necessarily. Hang on, let me fast forward. Shit. So he's setting it up. I don't really know exactly what this is. It's some weird pretzel move. Right here he is. Tarracoplata. It's like an omoplata, but with a terracloth. Actually, look at how nasty that elbow is right now. Look at that sucker.
Oh, he's kind of... I'm just trying to... trying to remember. I used to do something like that when we were grappling, because I'd get someone in scarf position and then fucking... try to torque something, but that's way different. Similar but different. So yeah, that's wild. They're doing weird shit and with submissions.
who knew fun this to existed? See. Never heard.
I
of
don't either. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Got a couple options. So Jeff Nowitzki tweeted this out. He said, "I got a total knee replacement surgery today, and Nate Diaz may have posted my favorite Instagram comment of all time. Drug this man." Like, goddamn right, man. Drug the fuck out of him. And then a couple t-shirts that go hard. Don't be afraid to get on top. If he dies, he dies. And go.
I like it.
Yeah. Like, that's actually fucking fighting related. So That's a first for fucking shirts that go hard. And then we'll close on this one. Daddy works the pole, so mommy doesn't have to.
Nice. That's a classic. Yeah. Instant classic.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is going on out there?
Well,
I think I got to log in for this next one.
Yeah. The only other news I have, I think, is Paulo Costa apparently, you know, not looking like he's going to be fighting in the UFC. He says his contract's running out shortly. He doesn't care. So,
that seems to be a familiar theme of a lot of fighters.
Yes. Doesn't care. He's looking forward to, what did he say?
Boxing.
Boxing. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone wants to box now. This is just a fuck ton of money if you can fight a ball.
Yep. Pay big payday. So
yeah,
you, if you're smart, you can piggyback yourself, your own boxing career, you know? So it's like, and maybe wait, it's probably way more pay, way less bullshit, you know? So
yeah. And way easier to train for. If you just got to train boxing versus like everything. I mean, it seems to make sense. If you can build your name in the UFC and then if, however you want to do it boxing wise and get paid.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Same. I saw this new fight league, which I find the name kind of curious. I don't think I need to share sound here. It's called the Female Strike Force.
Ooh.
How is that one legal? Because they're using the Strike Force name, but they throw female in front of it and make it two words, like Strike Force.
Yeah. Who's this blue thing up in the top right? What was that all about? That looked interesting.
Oh, I'm going to get to it. I'm scrolling down.
Okay.
Because all this nonsense wasn't there before, but yeah, they're having votes for different fighters and different ladies of
there we go. Like,
stuff that's going down.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure this is all going to make it right to YouTube and not get us pulled down, but Female Strike Force, it's a thing. Check them out. I don't know what it is, but I saw one of the images. It says your logo here. We may be a sponsor. I'm just saying.
on the cheek. We got to put it on the cheek.
Yeah, I'm going to make a note when I rewatch the show. Call Female Strike Force. See if they need sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't. Have we ever sponsored a fighter?
Not a fighter, but definitely that one organization.
Well, yeah, they had us on their thing. Yeah. We were in the backdrop on their fucking.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. No idea what happened to them. So a little ass the nuts. So Dana White was saying soccer is the least talented sport on earth. He says there's a reason 3-year-olds play soccer. Okay. Is he right?
No, I disagree.
Why?
I think there's a lot of skill involved, and those guys are athletes. They run like 8 to 12 miles a game. It's like ridiculous, and they do that a shitload, and they're running back and forth. It depends which league you watch. I think the Premier League is right now the cream of the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think they're highly skilled, but it's hard to compare. It's like saying, what are you going to say? Well, race car drivers are pussies because they don't fight. Like,
well, that's not even a sport. So I don't rule that as a sport.
No,
you drive in a circle.
Yeah, but you know what happens to their heartbeat when they do that shit? Their pulse is like 160. It's like sprinting for 3 hours. That's because their adrenaline is so high. So it's fucking nuts. I think.
I don't know because I don't. I feel like there's an apparatus around you, so it takes the sport out. I don't know what you would consider that, but to me, I don't see that as a sport. But I want to for soccer, all you need is a ball. Mm-hmm. Kick a ball around. I think I agree with this. I don't know what's least, like, what is the least talented sport on earth? Like
curling.
Is ping pong a sport? Is that least talented? No,
it's pretty talented, high skill.
I don't know. I think I just hate soccer. I think that's my okay. Problem.
You can hate soccer
because it's I see people taking a dive when they're not even touched, and I guess it's like what you're talking about too. It depends what league, right?
Yeah, the Mexican leagues, that's pretty common. So
like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like
South anyway. American leagues, yep. But if it's English, they don't do that shit. British Premier League.
And then we'll go to another question from Real Convict Donald. It says, was that fight of the night or what? Ask Patty the loser. Answer, what? This is just a joke now. UFC judging is totally rigged. No way in hell that was a unanimous decision. I can almost speak. Patty could have been KO'd and declared the winner. What the fuck? And then Jared Gordon clearly won. Well, he won for sure.
Mr. Donald, we appreciate your enthusiasm. We agree. If you've been watching the show,
we agree. But that was a common theme. A lot of people were saying that the UFC has influence over the judging, and that's why he won, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, no. I mean, they would love to have influence over judging, but it's not possible.
Right.
I mean, the judges could be on the take, but it ain't going to be from the fucking UFC, because you imagine if that shit got found out, the whole sport would shut down. Like, they're not going to take the chance with the $4, $5, $6 billion company. I don't even know what it's valued at now, but way too much invested in that to fucking play around.
Agreed.
And then follow up. Just says, this is from Real Convict again, but it's from Gilbert Burns. It's the judges from the Patty fight. It's all the Barstool Sports guys because they're sponsoring Patty. So, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And then let's get some knowledge, guy. Knowledge.
I do. Coming out 2 days, December 14th. I don't know if you knew this, but one of your favorite games, I believe, The Witcher 3 is getting a full next-gen upgrade, and they're giving everybody this. If you bought the version, you get the free upgrade. Yeah. And there's a bunch of extra, like, I don't know, download contents. Ooh. and there's the graphics are boosted to work with Series X. So I guess there's like a 30 frame per second, like high quality mode, or a 60 frame per second.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the 60. It looks so smooth. I remember I had like, I never quite finished it. I think you did, right? You blew through the whole thing. Yeah. So I'm thinking about like, hey, here's a free thing I can play. That's supposed to be what I think it won like game of the year, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Right. So,
yeah. I think I installed that a few months ago on the Series X and played it, but I'm so out of touch of how everything works. I was just getting my ass kicked because wherever I'm at in the game, like when you walk to fight an enemy, the enemy is so high level that if you don't have your shit together, you're just getting your fucking ass kicked because I don't remember what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, how do I spell? How do I fight? So it's almost like, you'd be better off redoing the whole
game. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start fresh. Yeah. Yeah.
And I really enjoyed playing that. What was it, Gwent? The card game where you'd fucking
build your deck. Because I would get on there and just play that for like hours.
Fuck yeah. Like that was a lot of fun. I'm like, why can't I be playing that game all the time? It was very hard to get a game and steal cards or win cards from people, but yeah. And then I just deleted Call of Duty off my fucking Xbox. I get so mad.
You hate it?
Yeah, it just got too funky with like the guns and adding all the attachments. Like you can add 5 attachments, but once you max level that gun out, then you can tune each attachment to like, I don't even know what the millions of different combinations are, but it shouldn't be this complex. I don't want to have to go online to see, here's the best way to set your gun up. Okay, try this setting, and then I do it, and it doesn't work. And then it goes back to like, okay, the one game, I'm number one, just murdering everyone, where it feels like, oh, this isn't fair, where you have like 30 kills and maybe 10 deaths. And then the next game, you have 10 kills and 30 deaths. I'm like, this is just not fucking possible. I don't vary that much, and I've played it enough hours where I should just be mowing through everyone. Yeah, I'll still finish in the top one or two out of 6 people on a team, but the inconsistency of the game is just, it's off the chart. And if I'm motherfucking the game, like, motherfuck this, and whatever other bullshit's coming out of my mouth, and then I'm just getting more angry than not, I got to just fucking delete the game. So I just deleted it, and now I have nothing to play except for Goat Simulator 3.
Nice. I never got into that game. I get it, but it's...
It's just me and my daughter because she likes the goats. And then this year they have a bunch of neat options. So like you can get Captain America's shield, which they name something else, and then you can whip that off your goat at people and it'll just like slingshot around. You hit another button and it comes back. And you get the Ghostbusters gun and a lot of other shit. So it's a little amped up, and I think it was only like $20. So
nice.
Something fun. And then we'll end it on this one. I saw this t-shirt as we're talking about video games. It says, "I'm getting sucked off in the Warthog from Halo and I'm crapping." There's something about that when you can do multiple things. I think I've said it before, I'll say it again, like being in Vegas, taking a shit, smoking a cigar, and drinking a cocktail all at the same time.
Nice.
Only if I was getting sucked off would it be the quadruple.
Shitting and that together just sounds just weird. But
okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could.
I mean, I could, but I mean, why would you?
Would you want to? And then you have like some guy like to tell your hands off, like, because you're in like a high end Vegas restaurant.
It's
or
just, like, weird. The whole thing is just strangely, it's somebody probably paid
it's
a lot
preposterous
of money for that exact experience.
But like, something about this, like, Oh, and speaking of which, can you smoke weed in Vegas in a casino? Because they allow you to smoke cigars, but you can't smoke weed.
No.
I'm not sure. I haven't been there in like fucking 10 years. I don't have any inclination to go back. I'm just,
I hate that place.
I had my fill.
Yeah.
We've done a million fucking trade shows out there. So this is what it is. Shut down.
All righty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Angle Weigold.
Matt Grovitt, thanks for playing. And quickly, we're not going to be here next week. I'm going to be on vacation. So we'll be here at the end of December or something like that.
Merry Christmas, bitches.
Happy Hanukkah. And all that. Peace out.